And finally, we want to come around the circle to Earth, which in our tradition is in the north and is connected with the body and with physicality and with nurturing and sustenance and abundance. So what I'd like you to do now is go outside again and bring yourself into that state of grounded, wide awareness and observe the earth. Go sniff the soil. Go look at the ground. Take some soil in your hand. Crumble it. Feel what it's like. Notice what's in there. Go look at the plants. Notice what's growing with what. And when you're ready, you can come back. Welcome back. I want to talk a little bit about soil, because soil to me is another one of those miraculous things about the earth that we often don't quite appreciate. We have this nasty association, dirt, you know, you're dirty, you're low. All those things come, I think, from a value system that very much strongly devalues life itself and devalues the body. If you were to make yourself magically very, very, very small, so small that you were like the size of a little cell inside a leaf that was lying on the ground and starting to decay, you could go on an amazing journey into the earth. And you might first notice all kinds of giant creatures emerging from under the soil to chomp that leaf apart and take it down and break it into its original elements, beetles and ants and other insects that are in the first, sort of the earth's first line of decomposition, you could say. The things that begin the process of breakdown that allow that leaf to transform into fertility. And you could imagine yourself taken down into the soil itself and realizing that earth is not solid. Soil is not solid. You know, what soil is like a whole amazing kind of three-dimensional labyrinthine city or world of chambers and spaces and arches and incredible kind of architecture, minerals spanning great spaces with openings, with chambers, with caverns, and following that down, noticing that all of those chambers and caverns are lined with a slick of water. That water permeates the soil all the way down, and so does the air. That soil is filled with air, just like a cathedral or a multi-dimensional high-rise apartment building is filled with chambers that need to be filled with air for things to survive and live in them. As you carry on down, you can also see that that soil is alive with billions and billions of organisms. There's something like 600 million bacteria in a teaspoon of healthy soil, swimming and moving through the air and through the little slick of water inside the soil structure itself. There's thousands of microarthropods, these little tiny insect-like creatures that are part of that process of chomping things up and breaking things down. There are little threads of fungal hyphae. Again, a teaspoon of healthy soil, you might have 3 miles of fungal hyphae that interpenetrate that structure and then hold it together and wrap around the little arches and infiltrate the spaces. And they're sticky, so they are part of what keeps that soil from all just sliding apart and hold the structure together. Now, there are mycorrhizal fungi whose little hairs interpenetrate the root hairs of plants that you can see sticking down into this amazing environment. And they extend the reach of the roots so they can draw in more water, they can draw in more nutrients. There are webs of these fungi that extend under the soil in any healthy forest. They interpenetrate pretty much all plants except for grasses, who function quite differently. But in a forest, in a living forest, it's the web of mycorrhizal fungi that holds the soil structure together, that actually lets trees feed their young because they can send nutrients down through this web and nurture baby trees. They found that in a forest, trees that are growing in the sun will share nutrients with trees that are growing in the shade, even trees of a different species. And then you can imagine those elements in that leaf getting broken down more and more till finally they're broken down into their own sort of original molecules and elements and getting sipped up through those little root hairs and taken into the bodies of the plant and rising up through the plant bodies and through the roots, and through the trunk of the trees and out to the branches and the leaves and the stems and out into the leaf body itself. And there, sunlight shining down on those leaves, all of those little molecules of chlorophyll vibrating and singing in the sunlight and transforming, using those nutrients to transform air and water into food again. And imagine being part of that cycle, singing in that sunlight, being part of the life of that tree until time passes and fall comes. The weather turns cold, a change comes, and it's time to let go, give yourself to the wind, and fall back to earth again. And when you go outside, when you look around, when you see the trees, when you see the leaves, just let yourself be aware this cycle is continually going on all around us. The transformation of what was the body of the leaf into the food for the tree, the rising of that food up through the trunk and out to the branches, the leaves singing in the sunlight, making new food, and eventually falling to again be taken back into the depths of the earth to rise again, to become part of that cycle of life. So now we've gone around the full circle of the elements of air, fire, water, and earth. In the next session, we'll go into the center, into spirit, into pattern, into the practice of magic.
This concludes Session 3 of Earth Magic with Starhawk. Our program continues with Session 4.